Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed. Very exciting daf today. A lot of topics come up here in Agada and Halacha. So we're going to mention talk about one idea relating to what the Gemara brings up on daf Lamed Amud Aleph, relating to Takanos Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara mentioned there was a question about Muksa, and the one who would ask the question started off with Agadata before he got to answering the question. And he was speaking about the pasuk in Koheles, where Shlomo HaMelech says, V'shabeach ani es ha-meisim shekvar meisu. The dead are better than the ones that are alive. The ones that have passed on already have more power than the ones that are alive. So what does that mean? So the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. First, the Gemara says, Shekshakati Yisrael b'midbar, Oman Moshe l'vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'yamar kama tfilos v'zachanunim lefanav alo neneh. When the B'nai Yisrael did the Chet Ha'egel, Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and they weren't answered. And only once he said, Zachor la'Avraham li'Yisrael li'Yisrael l'vadecha, he brings up the Avos who have already passed on, v'yad neneh. So you see that the Mesim are stronger than the Chayim. V'lo yafa amar Shlomo v'shabeach ani es ha-mesim shekvar mesu. One possibility. But then the second one, which is the one important for us now, and there's a third one, which is not our topic. Davar acher, minhago shel olam, says the Gemara, in the way of the world, Sar Basav Adam goes Exera, Safing Mekaimenosa, Safing Mekaimenosa. A prince makes Exera, you're not sure if it's going to be listened to or not. Vim Timsalomar Mekaimenosa, and even if they fulfill his word, Bechayev Mekaimenosa, Mimosa Mekaimenosa, but after he dies, forget it, nobody listens to him. He made a rule for now. Vila Moshe Rabbeinu, Gozar Kama Xeros, Vitikin Kama Takanos. He was Gozer Xeris and Takanos. That's a separate topic, which Beis Hashem will talk about at one point. What's the difference between Xeris and Takanos? But Moshe Rabbeinu made Xeris and Takanos. V'kayamosim la'olam li'olmei olamim. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Takanos and Xeris last forever and ever. V'lo yafe amar Shlomo v'shabeach ani es ha-meisim. So doesn't that show that the Mesim are greater than the Chayim? Right, so first was Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov compared to Moshe. The second one is Moshe Rabbeinu compared to everybody else, because Moshe Rabbeinu makes rules, and we listen to them even after he passes on. So we're going to talk about that line. Moshe Rabbeinu, Gozer, Xeris, V'tika, Takanos. Do we have a list of Moshe Rabbeinu's Xeris and Takanos? What does that mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was Gozer, Xeros, and Takanos? So, just a little history for a second. The Rambam talks about, in Hilchos Malachim, the history of mitzvos. History of mitzvos, right? Not just for Maimon Har Sinai. That's the reason we have to do mitzvos, because of Maimon Har Sinai. But the history of mitzvos is even before. The Rambam describes in Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim, Al Shisha Dvarim Nistava Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon received six mitzvos. Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, Gil Yarayas, Gezel Dinim. Okay, we're not going to get into the order right now. Avobi Shukulan Kabbalah Hein Biyadeinu Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Even though they are all a Kabbalah that we receive from Moshe. Vahadas Notelahen, Michlal Divrei Torah, Yireh Shalilu Nitztavu. He got six. Noach got one more. Hosev LeNoach Evri Menachai. Shneamarach Pesar Bezat Shodom Olo Sochelu. Nimsu Sheva Mitzvos. We call him Sheva Mitzvos BeNoach, but really six were Adam. Noach gets the credit because he got the seventh. Vechein Haya Adavar Bechol HaOlam. And this has nothing to do with the mitzvos that we know Chazal tell us in more than one place, the end of Kiddushin and Yuma, that Adavos kept the Torah before it was given. We're not talking about voluntarily. We're talking about obligation. So Adam was commanded in six. Noach was commanded in a seventh. V'chein ha'yadavar b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. And it went that way for 10 generations, till Avraham Avinu. Nitzava yeser al elu b'mila. What did Avraham get next? Mila. V'hu is palal shachris. Interesting, he says, and he decided to daven shacharis. Does that mean it became obligatory? Relates to the Gemara and Brachas. The Yitzchak, hifrish meiser, v'hosef tefillah acheres lefnos hayom. Yitzchak was mafrish meiser, and he added on another tefillah. Interesting, the Rambam doesn't call it mincha here. Tosfos and Arvei Psachim asks, why is it called mincha? The Yaakov, hosef, gid hanoshe, v'spala arvis. So each of the avos added on one. Ubi mitzrayim nitztave amram b'mitzvos yaseros. Fascinating line. The Meshech Chachma wonders, where does the Rambam get this from? Amram received more mitzvahs. Doesn't say which mitzvahs. Amram, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlam HaTorah al-Yadu. Until Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah and finished the Torah. So it doesn't mention anything about Moshe Rabbeinu adding on any specific mitzvahs. So what does this Gemara mean? That Moshe Rabbeinu's Takanos and Xeros last forever. So if you look in Rashi says right here, Ki ahi detani b'Megillah. Well, look at the Megillah, both on Daf Dalet and on Daf Lamed Beis, the last Gemara in Megillah. Moshe tikin lehen liYisrael, she yisholim adarshim binyano shel yom. Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana that on Yantif was supposed to study the laws of Yantif, Pesach on Pesach, Shavuos on Shavuos v'chulu. That was a takana's Moshe. That's one takana that Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Masechet Megillah. If you look in Rabbeinu Nisim, he quotes many other examples that we find throughout Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein. Besides the obviously Moshe gave us the Torah, that Moshe was Misakein, Takanos, and Xeros. Says Rabbeinu Nisim going right here on the page. Hari Onu Maskirin Mehen Mashi is Damin Lonu B'Mesechas Yevamos. Amrina Berka Arel David Nesinim. David Gazer Olam, Moshe Gazer Olam. Mechol David Sechas Shoy Memecha. Remember the nation called the Nesinim that Moshe Rabbeinu was Gozer Avdus. Ube Mesechas Brachas. Amr of Nachman. Right, we had this a few weeks ago. Moshe Tikkun Lili Yisrael, Birchas Hazon. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the first bracha when the man fell, Hazon HaSa'olam. That's a little tricky because that's a mitzvah daraisa. It's just that Moshe Rabbeinu told us how to fulfill that mitzvah daraisa, saying the first bracha, and Yeshua added on a second one, and David and Shlomo added on the third one. But that's what he includes in this list. B'sher Shir Olam Aman. Uben Sechel Megillah, he quotes what Rashi quotes. Uba Perak Yom HaKippurim, Yuma Ayin Hei, Moshe Tikin Lehem Zman Seuda, Meseches Tainis, Gimel Prakam Hashanah, Moshe Gimel Yisrael Shmona Mishmarus. The Mishmarus come from Moshe Rabbeinu, they add on a few. There's another one interesting, Rabbeinu Nisim Gon does not quote, and that's the first Rambam in Hilchos Avel. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel says, there's a mitzvah daraisa to keep the Bimis Avel, to mourn, right? Major Machlokas be shown him. How much of Avelus is daraisa? Some Gonim say, all of it. Bali Tosfos say, none of it. No Avelus is Daraisa. The Rambam says, one day. One day, if it is, day of death and day of burial on the same day. That's the Rambam Shita. Remember, mitzvos don't, we don't dream about doing all mitzvos. Mitzvos mean that whatever the situation is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us how to act and react to every situation. So mourning is how we're supposed to react. Mitzvos Aselus Abel al Akrovim. V'ein Avelus min HaTorah Ela B'yom Rishon Bilvad Shehu Yom HaMisov Yom HaKvura. Aval Shara Shiva Eino Din Torah. What we call Shiva is not Daraisa. Aval Bishenemar B'Torah V'yasol Avel Shivas Yomim. Even though it says in the Torah, the brothers said Shiva for their father 7 days. You don't get a better source than that for a mitzvah daraisa. Says the Rambam, Nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha. We discussed that very often, but we're not getting into that now. The Torah was given and the halacha was renewed, and therefore don't bring me rice from before Matan Torah. But what's important for us now is the last line. U'moshe Rabbeinu tikkun lehem liYisrael shivas yimei avelus v'shivas yimei mishteh. Moshe Rabbeinu made us, he was mesakein shiva and sheva brachas. Interesting parallel that the Medrash brings. But that's the Rambam. Again, another example. So these are all examples, and that's the Pashup Shad of the Gemara. But if you look in a Medrash, there's a Medrash in two places. I'll read it to you from Rus Rabbah. From Rus Rabbah, the Medrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakein, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishasha Gazar Aleinu, Lo Savaru, Eish Bechol Moshe Voseche, B'yom HaShabbos, Lo Madlik Yehudoi, Gur B'Shabsa Miyomohi. When Moshe Rabbeinu told us not to light fire in our house on Shabbos, nobody does that since then. So, obvious question. Lighting a fire? That's a pasuk in the Torah. You don't need Moshe Rabbeinu to tell you not to light fire on Shabbos. So what's the pasuk talking about? What is this medrash? Again, Rus Rabbah, Parsha Gimel. Right? And it's in more than one place. So there is a Marsha. The Marsha right here in our Gemara has a different shot than Rashi and Rabbeinu Nisim Gom. He says, Lule de Mistafina, right? If I wouldn't be nervous, let me just find the line. He says, Ayin Pirsh Rashi, V'dochik lafarish kain. Mishum deshara Torah, Amra Moshe, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mkei Ma Yomar Shegazer Kam Gzeros. But the language of the Torah is that Moshe Rabbeinu said last year, even after he died. So why do you have to focus on the Drabanan, the Takanos and Gzeros? Just say, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. V'lashon kama takanos nami mashma harbe takanos. V'lule pirusho nira, says the Marsha. This opens up a whole different understanding. Without Rashi Rabbeinu Nisim, I think the pshat of this Gemara, when it says takanos and gzeros Moshe, it means the Torah. The Torah is takanos and gzeros Moshe. Nira da akola Torah ka'amar. Ulefishiyesh ba chukim da hainu gzeros. The gzeros means chukim. The Yeshba Muskalos Tahainu Takanos, what we call Chukumu Mishpatim, that's what Xeros and Takanos mean in this context. Ka'amar to call Xerosav, the Takanosav, Miskaimen, Kefisha Amran, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Varein Mishabechas HaMesim, B'Xerosam, V'Takanosan, Shagazru, V'Tiklu Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosef, B'Xeros, Melech Masav Adam, Shadain Mi, Shelefisha Gozer, Me'asma, V'Einim Miskaim. Moshe Rabbeinu, what's referred to here, is not Moshe Rabbeinu's specific Dinim Durabanan, but it's the Xeros and the Takanos, Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Torah is related to Moshe, right? The Pasuk that it says in the Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol, right, all the way at the end of Malachi, Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. Hashem himself ascribes the Torah to Moshe. Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi, the Torah of Moshe, my servant. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu has a special status, and even the whole Torah could be related to him. Rav Soloveitchik gave an unbelievable yard site shiur where he talks about the status of Moshe Rabbeinu regarding laws in the Torah. And that is, first it starts off with a stira between two dafim in the first parak of Masechah Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Moshe Rabbeinu, on daf tezayin, Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makom shivim ve'echad koi. That's what the Gemara says here on tezayin mabes. Minolan, how do you know you don't make Sanhedrins except in front of the Bezdin, you don't appoint a Sanhedrin except in front of the Bezdin of 71? Kid Ashkechan b'Moshe, de'uki Sanhedros, Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Sanhedrins, u'Moshe b'makom shivim v'chad koi. Moshe Rabbeinu was in place of 71. Moshe was like the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and therefore, just like he appointed, so too, forevermore, you have to appoint members of the Sanhedrin, new members, in front of the Bezdin of 71. Rashi there, Ba'atzas Yisro, Moshe Yeshovet V'dayin Al Piyadibur, V'shakul K'Sanhedri Gadol Hashem Yerushalayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was equal to 71. But it's amazing, because if you look on Daf Beis, the first mission of Sanhedrin, how do you know you need 71? How do you know the Bezin HaGadol is 71? So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, Esfali Shivim Ish, get me 70, plus Moshe was Al Gabehen, 71. One second. Was Moshe 70? Was Moshe B'makam 71? Or 1? Was Moshe part or a part of the 71? Right? Stira, Daf Beis and Sanhedrin, he was 1 out of 71. Daf Tezayin and Sanhedrin, he was 71. He was Keili, he was 71. Right, so that's the question, again, among others, that Rav Soloveitchik deals with in one of his Yartzei Shiurim, called Takanas Moshe. And there he discusses beautifully that we find in various areas of halacha multiple functions for different concepts in halacha. So, for example, Edim. There are two types of Edim, what we call in halacha Edei Birur and Edei Kiyum. Edei Birur. What's Edei Birur? We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Samachay, Lo Ivri Sahadi Ela Lashakri. Why they're Edim? In order to prevent lying, to prevent sheker. So if there are Edim there, I make sure that nobody can deny it afterwards. Lo ivri sadi ela l'shakri. That's what the Gemara says on Samachay Amabes. So ask the Gemara, so what about marriage? What if people take a video when they get married? Right, where they put it on Zoom. Right, everybody knows it happened. They're not married if there aren't two Edim there. So those obviously aren't just Edei Birur pashtus. Right, unless it's Edei Birur that the Torah demands to be there. What do you mean? Usually Edei Birur is, if you don't have the Edim, okay, you can't be Mavarit, but it took place. If Reuven lends Shimon money. So even if there were no Edim there, Shimon owes Reuven money. Reuven can't be Mavarit without Edim, but it did take place. But we paskin, by a marriage, if there are no Edim, then it didn't take place, halachically. So why is that? Why is this? There's a discussion in the Achronim. The Kso says, because the Torah demands Birur here. Super Edei Birur, as it's called. But Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, Dalet HaZayin, Reb Chaim says, no. These are what's called Edei Kiyum. B'mekayim Medavar, HaKosev Medaber. Certain events in Halacha are so defining. There's a transcendental chalos that occurs in these events that the Torah demands Edim to be there. And that's Eder Mekayim, the event. Apishnei Edom Yakum Dover. And it didn't happen without it. So there are Edei Kiyum, Edei Birur. So that's two types of Edom that we have. And again, most things don't need Edei Kiyum. Marriage needs Edei Kiyum. Maybe other Chalitza. Maybe not. Discussion what needs. But that's number one. Edom. Shtaros. Shtaros. There could be a Shtar Raya, which is like Birur. Right, Shtar Raya, that's a Shtar on a Mechira, that I am Kone through Chazaka and I have a Shtar for the deed. Or a Shtar for a Milveh, Shtar Raya. But there's also what we call a Shtar Kinyan. A Get is a Shtar Kinyan. If you buy something through a Shtar, right, that's a Shtar Kinyan. Right, Shtar Kinyan is that creates the Chalos. Right, that's again, we're not talking about shtaros now, but that's the concretized das ha-mischayev that creates the effect of what is going on. So we have by Edim, we have Edei Kiyum, Edei Birur. By shtaros, you have shtarei raya and shtarei kinyan. Even by Bezdin, most of the time are levarer. Bezin has to make decisions, especially a bezin of three. Most of the time are 23. You have to decide. You have a majority, you have a vote, you have to figure out exactly what the din is. But sometimes bezin is not their levarer. Sometimes bezin is also there just to give their presence. Geirus. Why do you need a bezin for geirus? Because there might a question might come up by geirus, or no? Bezdin, there's a maisa bezdin, has to be witnessed in front of bezdin. Chalitza, Tosfos is the beginning of Perek Mitzvah Chalitza in Yevamos Kuf Aleph or so. The Mishnah discusses there that you need three for chalitzas. Tosfos has different days there. Why do you need three? Because the Gemara says two plus ein bezdin shakol, and you can have an even number. So bezdin asks, what do you mean an even number? Isn't that only a problem because you can make any decisions? You don't have a stalemate. But you know, if you're not going to have no decisions being made. Two should be enough, not three. So Tosfos has 2 days there. Tosfos says, oh, maybe there could be a question that could come up in the Chalitza. Or no. By definition, this is a Bezdin. And you need a Bezdin to be Mekayim. So Shtaros and Edim and even Bezdin. You have Shtare Raya, you have Raya, and you have Kiyum. The Briska Rav even notes, maybe that's the difference in the Lashon in Parshas Yisro, where the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu with two different Lashonos. One Pasuk says, Kol Adavar HaGadol Yaviyu Elecha. Every big thing bring to me, Moshe says. And the other part that's called Dover HaKasha Yivino Moshe. Dover HaGadol, Dover HaKasha. What's the difference? It says the Briska Rav. This is the Briska Rav in Parshas Yisro. Hine Yeshnei Ofanim Shetzrichan Davka Bezen Shon Ayin Aleph. There are two times that you need the Bezen of 71. Chada the Yishvarim Shei Mitzad Atzman Tzrichan Davka Bezen Shon Ayin Aleph. Some things need 71 because what we would call the Kiyum elements of Bezdin. Right, to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael, to appoint, to judge a Kohen Gadol or a Navi Sheker. That needs 71. And v'chol elu nikrim davar gadol. V'nichlu bakra d'chol davar gadol yaviyo elecha. V'yod yesh ofan sheni shesrichan davka bezin shal ayin aleph. That's the machlokes, and you have to have achra. Ki poli mamcha davar. That's the birur element. So even the bezin agadol functions on two different planes. So suggested Rav Salvechik, this was his hosafa, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu himself functioned on two different planes. When was Moshe Rabbeinu when is he in place of 71? When is he one? If it has to do with decision making, it has to do with Birur, then Moshe is Mamakam Shivan Echad. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Mevarer. He received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was there for 120 days on top of Har Sinai. He brings down the Torah. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, so therefore, when it comes to Birur, so Moshe Rabbeinu is B'makom Ayin Aleph Koy. When it comes to Kiyum, when it comes to just witnessing, then Moshe is one Jew. Moshe is no greater than any other Jew. Right, Moshe is one Jew, and he would count as one in the Bezdin of 71. Right, that's the Levarer or Lekayim. Even Moshe Rabbeinu has those two elements. I think I mentioned in a recent shiur, I don't remember where, right, the Seder Adoros, right, one of the Achronim from Pinsk in the 1800s who wrote the Sefer, Seder Adoros, that goes through all of the Tanoim and the Amoraim and the Rishonim, quotes there the Machlokes. He has an apocryphal story that there was a Machlokes between, we know the Machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Elio. Oh, he just mentioned this in the Tillin Shir recently. Rabbeinu Tam and Elio, whether you have to tie your Kesher shall tefillin every day. We paskin, no, you just put your tefillin on. You don't have to retie the knot in the back of the rosh or on the shel yad. Rabbeinu Elio says you have to. Rabbeinu Tam says you don't. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So in the Seder Adoros, they quote a story that Rabbeinu Tam was once arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu held like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. And Rabbeinu Tam says, Chas v'shalom. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, raid. Tzah kim opam, sheyared Moshe Rabbeinu b'yeshiva. And he says, no, you don't have to. You told us in the Torah you don't have to. Very unusual story. Reb Chaim called that story apikarsis, because you can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't argue. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate in terms of Birur, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. But that's the unique aspect, the unique status of Moshe Rabbeinu as the Nosein HaTorah, and it comes to Birur, and that's what the Marsha says on our Gemara. Our Gemara, when it says Takanas and Xeris Moshe, that's referring to the whole Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the whole Torah. One final point related, and that is to answer a great question of the Minchas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Kuv Tes Zayin. Menachas Chinuch discusses there that there's a mitzvah to listen to every Navi, right? If I don't listen to a Navi, so it's an Isser Daraisa, and it's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi. So, answer of the Menachas Chinuch, you know there's an answer to this Kasha, but ask the Menachas Chinuch, why is it every time we do an Avera, we should be Chai Misa B'Dei Shamayim? Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, and if we don't follow the Torah, we're not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's like we're violating Divrei HaNavi. Right, and just like if I violate something specific that Eliyahu HaNavi tells me, so if I violate the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, so we should be chay misa b'dei shamayim for eating pig, which is just a law for anything because it's nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Minchas Chinuch says inochinami, but not really, because the isser of not listening to a Navi is only if you reject the validity of the Navi's ability to say something. I mean, if you just have a taiva to eat something, that's not mevater al divrei navi. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's answer. But if you look at other achronim, the Mitzvos HaMelech says no. He says even regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a difference between Toras Moshe and Nevuas Moshe. Nevuas Moshe, if Moshe specifically has a nevuah and told us to do something, Toras Moshe is a different category. That's not included in Nevuas Moshe. What we're saying now is that Moshe Rabbeinu might have a special status. Moshe Rabbeinu's status as a Navi. We know the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and other Nevuahs. The fact that it was so clear to Moshe gave him the ability to give us the Torah and to have Torah as Moshe. But still, the Mitzvah Melech says there's a difference between Torah as Moshe and Nevuah as Moshe. Again, a very important yesod, which hopefully we'll talk about again another time. But this is about Takanas Moshe, and maybe it doesn't only mean Takanas Moshe, it means the whole Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us according to the Marsha. Okay, we'll stop here.